In God's time, there was good news of great joy for all the people. In God's time, a gift was given to us. In God's time, the things that separate us from God, sin and death, would be defeated. In God's time, humanity would be reconciled to God. And all of this occurred because a baby boy was born in a barn, laid in a feeding trough, and wrapped in rags. The time was right. But what should our response be? Because we know the whole story of Jesus, because we know that this baby whose birth we remember and celebrate will grow to be an incredible teacher and preacher, that he will heal the sick and raise the dead, that he will perform many miracles, but most importantly, that he will give his life on the cross, and then he will be raised from that death, and through him our sins are wiped clean and death is defeated. Because we know this whole story, we know that the good news of great joy that is for all people is that to us is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. But what should our response be? Well, look at how the angels responded. First, one angel appears to the shepherds and tells them to go see it for themselves. Then a whole army of angels showed themselves, proclaiming the birth by praising and glorifying God. And the shepherds respond by actually going to Bethlehem to find where Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus were. And they made known what had been told them about this child. Then when they returned, they were glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. So what if our response to this gift from God, or any gift given to us from God, was to give God praise and glory? And what if we did? What would that look like? What would our gratitude be? What if we reacted with joy and celebrated all of the gifts that God has given us? And so I thought of what an example of that would be. And the best example that I could come up with is my best friend and my roommate, Ananias Bulldog Campbell. When I get home at the end of the day, when I got home last night, he was there at the door waiting for me. Now, I've really worked at teaching him not to jump up because he wants to give doggy hugs. But he's 90 pounds, and if he jumps up on me, he's knocking me into the wall. So he wants to jump up, but he knows that he's not supposed to. So he bounces. Now, I'm not suggesting that your reaction to the good news of great joy that is for all people is that you bounce, but it's not the worst idea. He's excited to see me. And once I manage to take my coat off and set down whatever I've brought in the house and manage to reach and scratch that special little spot behind his ear, he goes running around the house to show me that he took care of everything while I was gone. Nothing was destroyed. That was not one of his toys that he decided he wanted to see the inside of. But he runs around wanting me to understand and see all that he's done, which in reality was he probably slept most of the time. But he's excited, and he shows his excitement. What if we showed our excitement? What if our celebration of joy was like that? We have been blessed by God with the gift of God's Son, our Savior. But we've been blessed in so many other ways. We woke up today. That is a gift from God. We woke up today in warm houses. We had food for breakfast. We will have more food later in the day. We're able to exchange gifts with loved ones. We're able to travel to be here this morning. We are and we have been blessed in so many ways. But what is our response to that gift from God? What if we did what the shepherds were asked to do and what they did? What if we made known about how we have been blessed, glorifying and praising God for all that we have seen and experienced? What if the greatest gift we give to others this Christmas is telling them about the good news of great joy that is for all the people? And that good news is that God loves them, and we love them as well. What if we showed that love by actually caring for and about others? What if we honestly ask people what we could do to help them? What if we meant it when we ask people, "How are you doing?" And then when they tell us, we act to help them. What if we were so excited to share the good news of great joy in word and deed? If we were so excited to do that as our dogs are to see us when we come home? What if we lived a life of great joy because of that good news? That could be the greatest Christmas present ever. And we should do it now, because the time is right. It's God's time. Amen.